This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has formally recognized that the systematic killings and deportations of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Empire forces in the early 20th century were genocide. The president used a term for the atrocities that his White House predecessors have avoided for decades over concerns of alienating Turkey. With the acknowledgement Saturday, Biden followed through on a campaign promise he made a year ago. On the annual commemoration of Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, to recognize that the events of 1915 to 1923 were a deliberate effort to wipe out Armenians. While previous presidents have offered somber reflections of the dark moment in history via Remembrance Day proclamations, they have avoided using the term genocide out of concern that it would complicate relations with Turkey, a NATO ally and important power in the Middle East. An Indonesian submarine that went missing off the coast of Bali has sunk, according to the country's navy, dashing hopes that its 53 crew would be saved. We get more from Reuters' Olivia Chan.
Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff Yudo Margono said a scan had detected the 44-year-old vessel over 2,700 feet undersea. The submarine lost contact on Wednesday as it prepared to conduct a torpedo drill. Rescuers have sent more than a dozen search helicopters and ships to the area where contact was lost. Indonesia's Navy has said it is investigating whether the submarine lost power during a dive. It also said the vessel could not carry out emergency procedures because it descended to a depth well beyond its survivable limits.
That's Reuters, Olivia.